Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Christian Research Institute President Hank Hanegraaff. Our mission at CRI is not only to equip you with sound biblical teaching and spiritual discernment, but to help you become a winsome and fruitful witness of Jesus Christ. Because the credibility of our faith hinges on the answers we provide to life's biggest questions, there's often not a second chance to get those answers right. To learn more or to find resources to help you grow in grace, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Or go to our website at equip.org. That's equip.org. The following program was pre-recorded. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Well, hello, this is Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute and host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as the Hank Unplugged podcast. I mentioned that at the outset of what I want to talk to you about because both those outreaches continue to have a very significant impact around the world. Of course, if you go to equip, equip.org, you can see a plethora of resources so that you will be built up in the faith once for all delivered to the saints. But that's not what I want to primarily talk to you about today. I want to talk about the end of another fiscal year. We have a calendar year, but we also have a fiscal year. Our fiscal year ends June 30. And I am reminded every single year at this time of how transcendently critical your support is in the task of global missions. And I'm also reminded that I ought to be deeply grateful for people like you that make an eternal difference through your support. You are touching the lives of people that you will likely never see until you commune with them for all eternity in the presence of God. You know, it's been well said that there's a direct connection between the oneness of Christians in the image of the Holy Trinity and the missionary mandate of the church. The church, after all, is a mystery of mutual Trinitarian love. And the church is true to itself only when that circle of love is continually expanded. Only when you and I are dedicated to the Great Commission given to us by our Lord Jesus Christ just prior to ascending to his Father in heaven. Now, it's obvious that not all of us can go to mission fields around the world, but all can facilitate the commission that Christ gave us and do so through their support and through their prayers. All can have a part. All can participate in bringing the gospel to those who have not yet heard the name of Jesus Christ. And tragically, the unreached are measured not merely in thousands, but in multiplied millions of souls. And as I speak, I'm likewise reminded of the reality that the ever-growing kingdom of the cults, which has been aptly described as the unpaid bills of the church, meaning that they proliferate in part by seducing people who have not yet been rooted and grounded in the faith, continues to expand all over the world. I was just recently in China doing a primary source research project. And that project was with respect to an insidious cult, and I use that term insidious advisedly, because this is a cult that has literally seduced millions upon millions of people into the idea that Jesus Christ, now this may be hard for you to grasp, get your mind around. Millions and millions of people have been seduced into the belief that Jesus Christ has been reincarnated as a female on the Chinese mainland. Imagine this Chinese Christ shamelessly asserting that the words of our Lord Jesus Christ spoken during the Olivet Discourse in Matthew 24 apply specifically to her. In other words, that the lightning that comes out of the east and shines even to the west points prophetically to her reincarnation in the east and to the reality that this eastern lightning will radiate to the west and then to the rest of the world. And yet, this is precisely what is even now happening worldwide. People doing for a lie what oftentimes Christians aren't willing to do for the truth. So like the Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints, the Church of Almighty God, also known as Eastern Lightning, is using the full force of its financial and very substantial financial as well as creative resources to spread pernicious dogmas to far-flung places now across this world. An Oxford University Press publication provides at least a partial list of the countries now boasting Eastern Lightning devotees. Think about this. I'll tick off a few. South Korea, Taiwan, the United States of America, Canada, Japan, Australia, Switzerland, Belgium, where I was born, in the Netherlands, Italy, France, Germany, Greece, Finland, Spain, and the list goes on. Other countries in which Eastern Lightning has established churches include the Philippines, Hong Kong, New Zealand, and other places worldwide. And appallingly, in many of these countries, the notion, and this is a very important point that I want to make, the notion that the Church of Almighty God, in other words, followers of the female Christ, is just another persecuted Christian group. That's become the prevailing narrative. In other words, the narrative is not about the pernicious sociological and theological deviances of this cult, but it's now cast as a Christian group unjustly being persecuted. Well, in truth, this sociologically subversive cult induces its disciples to abandon their social and familial obligations and then commit unreservedly to spreading the culturally subversive message of the counterfeit Christ. And that extends even to the tearing apart of the family unit. So let me give you an idea of what this amounts to. This cult, in very graphic language, is a cult through the words of their counterfeit Christ that exhorts devotees or followers to leave their families and wholeheartedly commit to the mission of gaining new converts. That means that women leave their babies or their four-year-olds or their five-year-olds, and they are induced to make new converts while neglecting their own family. And those who fail to do so, the female Christ explicitly renders worthless. We'll be right back.
Just as the value of vaccines increases during the outbreak of a deadly disease, when assaults on our faith and freedoms mount, the outreaches of CRI become even more critical. That in turn makes believers like you, those who are willing to stand up and speak up, all the more crucial. Very simply, there is nothing, I repeat, nothing that CRI does that would be possible without partners like you. This is the last week to give your gift to help close our financial year in a position of strength. To make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or visit us at equip.org. God bless you. For decades, Hank Hanegraaff has shared the truth of the Christian faith over the radio waves, through the written word, and by preaching from pulpits around the globe. Today, he is ready to share his life in Christ, as detailed in his most profoundly personal piece of penmanship to date, Truth Matters, Life Matters More. Hank is closer to Christ than ever before and wants you to learn from his experiences detailed in Truth Matters, Life Matters More, so that you can join him on life's greatest journey, the journey toward union with God in Christ. To receive a copy of Truth Matters, Life Matters More for yourself or as a terrific gift to a friend or loved one, simply call 888-7000-CRI. And make a gift to the life-changing work of the Christian Research Institute. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or go online to equip.org. Hank Hanegraaff will be back right after this. Winston Churchill once declared, "You may have to fight when there is no hope of victory, because it is better to perish than to live as slaves." Churchill sought to awaken those who were reluctant to fight against the advancing Nazi war machine. Today, a spiritual battle is taking place. Atheism advances in the West, and slavery to secularity is imprisoning more and more hearts and minds in the United States. For this reason, CRI's ministry is critical. But we need people willing to stand for truth, along with the financial provisions to accomplish its mission. Stand with Hank Hanegraaff and the Christian Research Institute during the month of June to end the fiscal year in a position of strength. Call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Equip.org. The Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition is the comprehensive collection of the most often asked questions Hank Hanegraaff has received throughout his four decades as host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. With more than 500,000 copies already in print, this newly revised and expanded Collector's Edition helps seekers and skeptics alike sort through the truth on topics such as reliability of the Bible, religions and cults, the resurrection and afterlife, and many more issues vital to a better understanding of God in Christ and our relationship to Him. To receive your copy of the Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, Revised and Expanded, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or visit us at equip.org.
Hank Hanegraaff has dedicated his life to defending truth because truth matters. Yet an encounter with Christians in the underground church of China left Hanegraaff contemplating his Christian experience. They were experiencing something beyond truth. They were experiencing life. Truth Matters, Life Matters More by Hank Hanegraaff is two books in one. Because Truth Matters, Part 1 equips Christians to defend the essential truths of the historic Christian faith. In Part 2, Hank explains why life matters more and how we can experience the height of human existence, union with God. Prepare to move past intellectually knowing about God to experientially knowing God in Christ. To receive your copy of Truth Matters, Life Matters More, The Unexpected Beauty of an Authentic Christian Life, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org.
Every Bible Answer Man broadcast, such as the one you're listening to right now, is made possible through the financial support of friends like you. Each month, we depend entirely on God's provision through His people to bring you more of the broadcast, podcast, and other resources you rely on. Your partnership matters. What kind of impact has your partnership had? An impact for time and for eternity. This is the last week to give your gift to help close our financial year in a position of strength. If you want a sound proclamation and defense of the gospel of Jesus Christ to continue to be heard through the outreaches of the Christian Research Institute, become a member of CRI's support team today. Call 888-7000-CRI and stand with CRI daily in the battle for life and truth. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or visit our website at equip.org. God bless you. And now let's rejoin your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And we're talking about the Church of Almighty God, also known as Eastern Lightning, an insidious cult. The theological travesties are equally disorienting and dangerous. So it's not just about the sociologically deviant behavior of these cultists, but it's also about the theological aberrations. So let me give you just a rundown of some of these aberrations. As I've already sort of alluded to, they begin by denying the unique deity of Jesus Christ. And that's done by the profane pontification that he is now reincarnated as a Chinese female that is present on earth today. How about original sin? Well, that's compromised by the perverse assertion that the corruption of Adam and Eve was not due to their disobedience, but rather originates entirely from Satan. And what about the Holy Bible? Well, the Holy Bible is supplanted by a blasphemous extra-biblical revelation that purports to eclipse the Ten Commandments with 10 administrative decrees. These are declarations in which the female Christ warns devotees that it is her prerogative to kill everyone who violates her administrative decrees. What about the Trinity? Well, the Trinity is deemed incoherent. It's described by the female Christ as a figment of satanically corrupted imagination. Let's talk a moment about the capstone in the arch of the Christian faith, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. If Christ is not raised, our faith is futile. That's what St. Paul says, but the resurrection in Eastern Lightning is malevolently compromised by the outrageous assertion that the female Christ is the incarnation of the first Christ, in other words, of Jesus Christ. Incarnation, well, it's debased by the profane assertion that Jesus Christ failed to do the work of completely gaining man. Imagine that. Jesus' work is deemed incomplete. And so now this reincarnation of Christ has to tidy up what Jesus Christ didn't do. And then the scintillating truth that anyone in Christ is a new creation is compromised by the counterfeit concoction of eternal estrangement from God. Think about that. And then the eschatology, which I've often described as the thread that weaves the tapestry of Scripture into a harmonious pattern, that is ignominiously sullied by a largely incoherent Eastern Lightning eschatological charade. Well, much more can and will be said in a very special edition of the Christian Research Journal. In fact, it will be out shortly and on its way to your home. It's an issue of the journal is presently being translated into many different languages and will be made available throughout the world. This special edition of the Christian Research Journal, along with other CRI resources, will equip you and those confronted by counterfeits around the globe to become ever more familiar with the truth, so that when a cult like Eastern Lightning looms on the horizon, you'll recognize it instantaneously. Well, there's much more I could say, but I want to summarize by simply saying thank you. Thank you from the core of my being for the difference your prayers, the difference your partnership, the difference your generosity makes in standing against dangerous ideological battles, battles that we dare not lose. And for being willing to do for truth what cults such as Eastern Lightning are doing for a lie, I am, again, eternally grateful, because that is not a cliche. That is a reality that transforms lives, that rescues people out of the clutches of dangerous cults, of world religions, and then brings them to the light of Christ. Not a reincarnation of Jesus Christ, but the real Christ, who came into the world so that we might have life and have it to the full. And you, dear friend, are the light of the world. As Jesus put it, a city on a hill cannot be hidden, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine throughout the world before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Your gift today, your gift next month, will not only ensure that you receive this special edition of the Christian Research Journal, but it will also help the Christian Research Institute to continue the critical task of equipping fellow believers 24/7 to stand for truth, no matter the cost, to proclaim and defend biblical truth. Only one life. Soon 'twill be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Let me leave you with this thought. Someone that's worked with me for almost four decades, a person that was in the gym all the time, a person that was incredibly gifted physically, strong, vibrant, suddenly had a stroke. I went to visit him. He was sitting in a wheelchair, had a hard time speaking. A few months later, he's absent from the body, present with the Lord. So he's run the race, he's fought the fight, and now there is laid up for him that crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to those that have been faithful, but not only to them, but also to all who've been faithful. He's absent from the body, present with the Lord, but we are still on planet Earth, and we're still in the position to lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not corrupt and where thieves do not break and steal. For as Jesus put it, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So we're asking you to invest in a ministry, but ultimately the ministry is just the conduit because the investment is in the lives of people that we will know for all eternity. Thanks for listening. I hope you support the ministry. I pray that you support the ministry faithfully, financially, prayerfully, and will continue to light a light around the world that continues to shine and make a difference in dark places that you and I may never have the opportunity to visit. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for joining us for the Bible Answer Man broadcast. In today's post-truth culture of confusion, the Christian Research Institute exists to equip listeners like you with answers to communicate the gospel of hope to a world in desperate need of life and truth, because life and truth matter. In addition to truth, we want to equip you with life, not simply to know about God, but truly to know Him. Experiencing union with Christ enables us to live life not merely by our own energy, but with the energy of the Lord Jesus working powerfully through us. For more information, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271. Or just visit us online at equip.org. That's equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. The Soviet Red Army won the Battle of Stalingrad. It appeared at first the Nazi war machine would secure the victory, but the Soviets battled back from near certain defeat with extraordinary courage and resoluteness to turn the tide of the battle and ultimately the war. The lesson is that both men and material, people and provisions played a critical role. Willingness to fight and munitions in the arsenal were pivotal. Our contemporary battle for truth against anti-Christian secularists raises the stakes above the significance of Stalingrad. CRI likewise needs military partners willing to stand for truth, along with the financial means to accomplish the mission. Stand with us during the key month of June to end the fiscal year in a position of strength. Call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org.